being in a minority, even a minority of one, did not make you mad. There was truth, and there was untruth. And if you clung to the truth, even against the whole world, you were not mad.
It's dark. It's really dark. I've just climbed over a stile into a field, which is cold. Really cold. You might hear the dog jangling around as I walk towards a very ominous group of trees. The dog has a large football in her mouth, and due to my inabilities to have any kind of football skills, I guess, she's very welcome to it. She doesn't let me kick it. She knows that it'll probably end up in a hedge or in one of these very ominous trees that we're heading towards. The sound you hear in the background sounds just like the sea, doesn't it? It's not. It's one of the asphalt arterial routes that wind across our fair England. It's a motorway, but I like to think of it as being the sea. I don't know how long I'll be able to talk. I just wanted to tell you I'm alive, and although not podcasting, I do exist in all the other places online. Maybe it's because I've yet to find that amazing way of making a podcast really, really easily. Like when you click the record button on 12 seconds or on Fred's, and you know that in no time at all, your media is out there in an RSS feed. A pain in the ass to mentally, physically get a podcast together, because I have to tie it in with my blog, and I'm just being lazy, aren't I? It's been a crazy year. Now I'm getting paid to do social media, I'm getting really fussy. It's always the way, isn't it? Never do what you love to do for a job in some ways. No, I love it. I absolutely love it. It's been an amazing year. It has been an amazing year when I think about all the things that I've been doing. This year has just gone on and on. I feel like I've had 5 years for the price of one. When I think that at the beginning of this year, I mean, we've had New York PodCamp, South by Southwest, Berlin Web 2.0. I know I'm missing out no end of other things. You've had Noshits and you've had Geekenbury. Oh, wow. So if you are listening to this podcast and you haven't heard from me for a long while because you just subscribe to the podcast and it pops up on your iPod, Google Documentary Online, you might find my Quick account where I've been streaming some bits and bobs, qik.com/documentary. You might find my blog, ourmaninside.com. You might find stuff on Vidler, Vimeo, Blip. I've been doing loads of video. And, you know, you'd think video would be harder because of the editing, but 90% of the time I don't bother with the editing, I just stick it out there. It's the audio now that's becoming a bind, I'm so sorry. But yes, it's funny how in 2006, when I started podcasting, early 2006 I think it was, probably only done 10 since then. I've got about 10 on a disc somewhere that I've been meaning to edit, but due to my lazy nature, it's been just stuck on a pile of things to do, and I can't find them. Maybe I should release them as The Lost Podcasts. I'd have to find them first. But no, I have been recording stuff, I just haven't been able to get that onto the internet. Need some kind of magic button or a pipe like they have in shopping centres where I record some audio, stick it in a tube, it gets sucked up and magically becomes part of some podcast RSS feed on iTunes. That would be great. Someone invent that, please. Now I've been transmogrified this year. Last year I was quite happy to be a photographer, and now here I stand at the very last day of 2008, and this is the last dog walk, the last freezing cold dog walk of this year. I don't have to walk the dog till next year. That's a lovely thought. And I've moved from being a photographer now to who knows what. We've had discussions about what it is I do. Social media phenomenologist, or mongrel, as I have listed on some websites. Oh, don't. Who's calling me at this time of night? Or is it a text? Who knows? I've had a few texts through saying Happy New Year. It's not New Year yet. They're trying to get in before the pipes get clogged, no doubt. So, I guess I'm in a happy place, definitely. Not knowing, or knowing a little bit of what's going to happen next year is pretty special. But the whole being able to teach people video blogging, doing video, making video, hanging out with, you know, big news agencies, doing politics and social media, it's all really, really exciting. And if you said to me at the beginning of last year, what do you think you'll be doing next year? I would have said, you know, more photography maybe, but struggling because everybody's a photographer now. Well, maybe everybody will be a social media person soon. You know, it's incredible how many people are adopting Twitter, which for me, to a certain extent, has taken over from email. When I check my email, it tends to be a direct message or from Twitter or a new friend ad or something like that. It's weird how things are moving, and they're moving really fast. And, you know, as soon as applications are launched, we're adopting them, checking them out, dropping them if we're not that happy. And communication this year means something completely different to me than it did last year and the year before. It's amazing. And it's very time consuming if you want to make and listen and comment on other people's and join in all these conversations. Podcasting, to a certain extent, seems to be the most labour intensive for me. So I have maximum respect for people like Langley and like Will Green, British Mac, One Indie Nation, people who are still religiously making podcasts and keeping up with it and doing the do. Maximum respect. Can you do me one as well, please? I'll just link to your feed. Oh no, because I still have to mess with my XML file and do a blog post for it. And what a palaver. Maybe I'm too anal. That's it. He stands still in a field, moving again because he knows he'll probably freeze to death. That could be it. Maybe I just take too much care over things. Look at my earlier podcasts. Jeez. Did I used to produce them or what? Ooh, I'll have a little intro here and an outro here and a couple of transitions and maybe a break. I'll stick a song here. Ooh, it'll take me about 2 hours to find a song. I'd like to put a song on the end of this, but can I be bothered to find some Podsafe song? She's left the ball unattended. I'm going to kick it. Here it is, next to this molehill. Relatively straight. Could be because my toes are frozen solid and they're just like slinging a brick at a ball. Where was I? Completely lost my train of thought. Podcasting. Making media. Songs. Yes. Maybe I should. You were screaming then, weren't you? You were talking about songs. To put a song at the end. Shut. Stop talking and put a song at the end. All right. Probably have to be one of my songs. One you've heard before. Or one that you might not have heard. Because I can't be bothered to trawl for music that is safe to put on them. You know, I'm not going to upset anybody. Send me some if you got some. If I like it, that'd be great. Oh, man. My left hand is frozen to this device. Absolutely frozen. I'm going to have to start walking back. It's just too much to be trying to do two things at once, i.e. podcast or record a podcast and walk the dog. Come on, this way. So, I'm not dead. I'm just doing other stuff. Maybe you can come up with a catchphrase. I'm not dead, I'm just blogging. I'm not blogging enough either. I'm absorbing as much as possible. Today I spent 3 hours just trying to catch up with feeds. I'm still 2,000 feeds behind. I shouldn't subscribe to so much, but when you've got people commenting on and listening to what you're doing, I think it's only good manners to reciprocate and be a part of these people's lives properly, because a lot of these people, as I so rudely call them, have become great, great friends this year. This incredible year where so much is happening and so many conversations are occurring, it feels like 3-5 years. I hope next year is the same. I know that I've changed incredibly in the last couple of years, from the ever so shy and retiring podcast maker who did not want any exposure at all, personally or otherwise. Excuse me for a ball kick. Back to my toe-poking self. I was terrified of putting anything online. Any personal bits and bobs at all. And this coming year, this coming year that starts tomorrow, 2009, I'm going to have a baby. I'll probably be talking about the family more, still in a very protective, reserved kind of way. But how can I possibly avoid it with the sound of screaming? Even more evident in my life. So, who knows? Well, a couple of you will know what that's going to mean. Already I've been enjoying going to Toys R Us for a legitimate reason and looking at Pramtech. Pramtech.com, is that available? Yeah, solar powered GPS sound system built into prams doesn't exist. Camouflage prams don't exist. You see men being advertised on pram websites the internet over, but are there any websites there? Is there any prams there that a man would go, oh yes, charge my iPod on the move? Not yet. I'm working on it. So if I find these discs of lost podcasts, I'll try and put them up. I just need to be able to have the time, or make the time, or, correction, make the time to edit. But when it comes down to clicking a button and recording a video, or spending ages editing manually an XML file, there must be an easy way of doing it. Somebody tell me. Say, what are you doing? Doing your podcast like this? Do it like this. And I'm like, oh, I see. You get stuck in my ways of doing everything as manually as I originally did. I've just put my 12 seconds feed on the iTunes store, and it was about four clicks and filling in a couple of simple fields on the Apple's iTunes website. It was never like that before. So I'm not lazy. I'm just making media in other places. Please forgive me for not being around. And I think this year we'll see another change in the way I do these things, be them videos or audio. I'm already, you know, just moved my podcast onto my own server. There's, you know, Bango's anonymity in any way whatsoever. I think I've pretty much given up on that in all way, shape or form. I'm just walking past a coal yard. Some amazing sounds coming out of there as a truck dumps another load of coal into a little hopper, which, no, I don't occasionally hop over the fence and grab a bucket full when we're low. Yeah. I'm going to go home. I'm going to run a bath. I'm going to open a bottle of champagne and I'm going to toast the new year. The good lady, she can't drink, so I might have to have that bottle to myself. And I'm going to toast all of you guys. I'm going to toast everybody that's stood by my media, my podcasting, my audio, video, whatever, blog. And I want to say thank you very much for making this last year just a really, really amazing period of my life. It's a really good place to be right now, I think. Involved in social media, involved in so many creative, expressive, just intense minds. Yeah, of course there's always ups and downs, but I really think it just paints a real kind of deeper landscape to the backdrop of our lives, I suppose. It's amazing. If you get a chance to work in social media, do it. So many things are uncertain at the moment. Excuse me for one last ball kick for the dog. Right, that went skewing off to the right somewhere. So, yeah. Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot. And if there is a song at the end of this, great. Enjoy. If there isn't and just goes beep, then you know I'm true to my word. And I'm really, really lazy when it comes to doing podcasts. Apologise. Can I apologise one more time? I could probably squeeze one of them in. Sorry. Catch you later.
If human equality is to be forever averted, if the high, as we have called them, are to keep their places permanently, then the prevailing mental condition must be controlled insanity.